Frank and Jer and Roz, would you like to come out? And again, people got a heart for Zambia, people have been to Zambia maybe. You'd like to just pray over Frank and Jer and Roz, that'd be great. You know, it's always a terrifying thing going to, have you been to Africa before? No. So Frank and Jer, it's the first time. So, you know, they need some encouragement. They need our support. You know, so let's do it. Let's bless them. Yeah. Father, we just thank you for the way that you've made this link with Zambia and our church over the years, Lord, and kept it going. And Lord, we just thank you for these faithful ones, Lord, that have responded to your call to go and speak at this Mama conference in Zambia. And Lord, we just ask now this morning, Lord, that as we send them out as a church, that they would go in with our blessing, with our love behind them. And Lord, we just pray now that you would strengthen them, you'd speak to them and encourage them in Jesus' name.
I just sense for all three of you, God is going to surprise you. It's not going to be a surprise to him because he's gone before you and prepared the way, but it's going to be a surprise to you. But I would say, just don't limit him in your thinking, in your concept of him. Just be open to whatever he wants to do and let him surprise you. You will see the and suddenly as God moves in your midst. Amen.
Yes, guys, I just felt that the Lord spoke to me earlier this morning. It was from Jesus' words in Luke 4. The Spirit of the Lord is upon you. He has anointed you to bring good news to the poor. He has sent you to proclaim freedom for the captives. And the blind will see, the oppressed will be set free. Because this is the time that the Lord has anointed for you and his favor is on you.
I had a verse as well. It was, open my mouth wide and I will fill it. And it's just like everything with the Holy Spirit. We have to take that step of faith, that first step. But the Lord said, open your mouth wide. He will fill it. He will fill your heart. He will fill your mind with the things to say.
Father, we give you thanks for the commitment and sacrifice to go. And Lord, we pray, Father, that in their going, Lord God, that you, Father, would bring about many miracles, many, many things, Father God, just through the fact that they're taking one step in front of the other in service of you. And Lord, I pray, Father God, for a new joy, a new vitality, a new peace, Father, a new rest, Father, in their going. And Roz, I saw a picture of you. I saw two pictures. The first was you were speaking forth and getting information to those that were hearing you. But I also saw you standing just beckoning with your hand as if to say, come, come and experience him. And I almost felt like the Lord was saying that your beckoning will be more powerful even than the delivery of the information you're trying to get to them. That there will be this drawing them into him, into his presence, and into the experience of the Lord Jesus Christ. And Jai, I felt for you that you're going to find your dance on this trip. There'll be a release of dance and joy and just an overflowing of exuberance that will happen with them. And even for you, Frank, I felt that the Lord was saying that there will be depth of connection and relationship. That almost you'll go through a heartbreak over some individuals that you'll meet. And it will deepen the relationship that you have with God, but also with them as individuals. Thank you, Lord.
And Lord, we do pray for traveling mercies, because Africa is not an easy place always to travel to. So we pray for all their flights and their connections and their all the people, the places they've got to go and the people they need to meet. Just ask, Lord, for your blessing, that you'll go before them, that you'll make their way straight, and that they'll know your presence and your hand in these things. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
I just felt God say that what you have is enough. It's just simple as that. What you have is enough. Because it's in him, it comes from him. But you have enough for what's ahead of you for this trip.
That's great. That's a great word to finish that on, isn't it?